Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist. And each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Why Trend Chasing Fails and Signal Reading Wins. Let's dive in. Most brands are cultural ambulance chasers, arriving at trends when they're already over, looking desperate and disconnected. Think about it. How many times have you seen a brand jump on a viral moment 3 weeks too late, trying to squeeze relevance from cultural leftovers? Today, we're flipping the script. Stop chasing what everyone sees and start reading the signals that predict what's coming next. This is how you move from reactive panic to strategic precision in your cultural marketing. Here's the thing about visible trends. They're cultural exhaust. By the time they're obvious enough for boardroom presentations, the cultural moment has already peaked. Smart marketers read upstream signals, niche communities, emerging language patterns, and behavioral shifts before they go mainstream. Focus on the why behind movements, not just the what everyone's copying. The real power isn't in riding the wave, it's in seeing the wave while it's still forming. Let me give you a framework. Monitor three layers: underground culture, where ideas start, emerging culture, where early adoption happens, and mainstream culture, where mass awareness kicks in. Track sentiment shifts and language evolution in your audience's native digital spaces. Look for pattern clusters. When multiple weak signals align across different communities, that's your cue to act. Build a cultural listening stack. Monitor subreddits, Discord servers, TikTok micro-communities, where your audience actually lives. Create content that speaks to emerging tensions or aspirations, not yesterday's viral moments. Test cultural hypotheses with small, authentic activations before big campaign investments. Consider Rihanna's Fenty Beauty. They didn't chase the diversity trend. They read signals about exclusion and frustration brewing in beauty communities for years. While competitors added token shade ranges as afterthoughts, Fenty launched with radical inclusivity as their core proposition. They identified the cultural shift toward authenticity and representation before it became a marketing checklist item. The result? $100 million in sales in 40 days because they solved a real cultural tension, not a trending hashtag. This week, identify one emerging frustration or aspiration in your audience's conversations that hasn't been commercialized yet. Create one piece of content that addresses this signal directly. Test it small and watch for resonance patterns. Remember, you want to be early to the conversation, not late to the party. Cultural relevance isn't about being trendy, it's about being necessary. When you read signals instead of chase trends, you become part of the cultural conversation rather than a reaction to it. That's how you build brands that don't just grow, but actually matter. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stay ahead of culture. Stay ahead of competitors. Get the Cultural Intelligence Report.